the Dayzero update for March 18th, 2018. I'm Filippo Denolfo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Brandon Perkins.
I'm Chris Sologi.
And I'm Lee Lamb.
A bit of a weird week this week. One thing I can certainly say is, holy fuck, Sega, what the hell have you been doing?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
They've been busy. That's what they've been doing.
Yeah, they just decided, hey, let's announce all the things, like, at once.
Yeah.
So, this is good for us, because we are fans of Sega, so it's nice to see that they're still, you know, up and around and doing shit. Yeah. So,
yeah,
we'll talk more about that in depth in a little bit, but first we'll catch up a little on what we've been up to this week, and I'll start us off by saying, PHP WordPress stuff. I basically just have been hitting it hard this week. I can't believe I just said that. Anyway, making a lot of progress. Got everything working the way I want it to now. So I just have to style it, make that look a little bit nicer and cleaner. But other than that, it's working as intended. That was the biggest hurdle in getting the new site design done. So now it's just all minor stuff I gotta get cleaned up, and we'll be ready to go.
Yeah, you got World Warriors looking real good, too.
Yeah, I still have some more stuff to do there. I downloaded the style sheet so I could do that offline instead of having to poke at it one by one. I could just do it that way. So, but yeah, it's coming along. Both sites are coming along quite nicely, I'd say. So, yeah, there's some definitely stuff in the works from us in the not-too-distant future. So stay tuned for that. But how about you, Pat?
Pretty much the same website development, video gathering for my end of things. Maokai World Cup finally went up on YouTube, so I've been going through a good 18 hours or so of Vampire Savior footage. And then final rounds going on this weekend, so I'm going to have a lot of stuff to add to the library from that as well. So, yeah, busy weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
Look forward to seeing some of this footage, because there was some fantastic Vampire Savior, fantastic Super Turbo, lots of great games played.
Hmm. Yeah, some great old games that are still staying alive. So
yes.
Like that.
Yep. All right. As for me, I'm basically been hip deep in Breath of the Wild. I conquered my first Divine Beast. It was the elephant, Divine Beast Varuda.
Ooh, be glad you got that one out of the way.
Yeah, I was told that the Ganon that you, Water Blight Ganon that you have to fight there was probably one of the harder ones. The good thing was is I loaded up on food and arrows.
As you do.
Yeah. And somebody also gave me a bit of a hint that you can use your freezing ability, the one that makes you create columns of ice in the water. If you do that, if he hits his spear with that, he basically has to do a whole thing where he has to, like, re-energize his spear when he re-energizes after that weird ball teleporting thing he does. And you can get a few pretty good hits in with him, especially if you have a good spear with you.
Yeah.
But I got him, and it took me a few tries, but I definitely beat his ass.
Yeah. And you might as well do all the Divine Beasts anyway, because very minor spoiler: any of the Blight Ganons that you don't fight on your way to Hyrule Castle, you will fight in Hyrule Castle.
Yeah.
So.
Something else about that game I've realized is, man, I freaking love that paraglider. I really do. It is the most satisfying thing to be able to just jump off a high point and just glide through the air.
Until you run out of stamina.
Yeah, until you run out of stamina.
Or you land in a lake and drown.
Yeah.
Or you get railgunned to ribbons by guardians that you didn't see.
Yeah. Or you just, you know, drop 30 feet and die.
Or just boot up the game.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that game is just a bunch of fun. Also, I started doing a little bit of the Octopath Traveler demo.
Yes.
That game is impressive, to say the least. but that's pretty much what I have been up to this week. So, Chris?
So I've been playing Never Stop Sneaking on the Switch, which is the new game from the guy that made Dust and Elysian Tale.
Yeah.
And
it's not what you think it's going to be, believe me.
It's a really cool parody of Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
Complete with a Snake Eater-style theme song.
Holy shit, this just, like, launched to the top of my I'm going to have to play that list.
Yeah, the art style very much is the sort of low poly and kind of the weird texture style that the original Metal Gear Solid had. So the characters, you know, shake their heads as they're talking, not actually moving mouths or anything like that. And the opening intro is similar to the one that starts MGS3. Except the general is sort of doing the briefing on this plane in the air. For whatever reason, the back door starts opening and his coffee cup goes flying out. So he just jumps out of the plane, skydiving after it, lands on the like an aircraft carrier. And catches the cup, like no shoot or anything, just decides to do that. So it definitely leans into like the anime part of Metal Gear Solid pretty heavily. The rest of the game, the actual game parts, is I guess it's probably kind of roguelite-ish. Because it seems like there's a lot of the early areas are made up of parts of levels, and you can play some of the, at least so far, like the bosses kind of recycle a bit, maybe a little bit harder than before, but I'm very much building up like a base of that kind of seems like the little town that's outside the castle in Rogue Legacy. But I'm still like in the middle of some of the tutorial stuff, getting that all set up. So yeah, the gameplay itself is very much stealth, but it's all, there's no buttons. You don't use any buttons. You just run around with the left stick, and it just uses contextual actions for you doing everything else. So if you're going to go hack some machine or open up a locker or something like that, you just run up to it and you watch the progress meter fill up. To take out enemies, you just run into them from behind and you automatically take them out. If you get caught in their vision cone, you shoot them automatically. Everything is pretty simple in that aspect of it. But yeah, it's seems like very much you could play this on a mobile phone if they ever make that. And it would easily work on a PS4 or Xbox One. Boss fights are pretty simple for the most part so far. I've had I don't know if he was actually a vampire, but you had to sort of set up lights to trap him in. And then you take him out from behind, that sort of stuff. There have been a couple others. There's a boss, I think he's called, it's like President Helicopter or something like that. It's really silly. The whole story is about this evil dude has decided to build a time-traveling machine to go back in time, kidnap all the presidents. Mm. And so you have to, yeah, you are part of the world's most elite stealth operatives, the Department of Sneakin. You build up your bases to upgrade your stuff. I've unlocked a bunch of skins for the main weapons. You have a gun and a sword, but I also have like sausages, tools. There's a bunch of different skins, just silly stuff that you can unlock, which is pretty neat. There's a few main character skins you get right off the bat, but as you sort of keep playing, you get unlock some more skins. Yeah, the incredible boss is like Dr. Acula. He's probably a vampire. Vice President Helicopter, who is a helicopter. You get a rocket launcher for that, which you kind of have to get out in the open, and you sort of load up the rocket before shooting it. So you have to stay out of the way of shots they take at you. Yeah, it's a pretty cool game. I'm looking forward to putting some more time into it. But yeah, it's pretty well done. I've continued to play Burnout Paradise, put some more time into that, and it's been really good. Still trying to do more of the open world stuff before the races, just because once you get into races, if you run into gates, you don't actually get credit for breaking them open, which I kind of wish they would have maybe fixed stuff like that. Because then you have to remember, oh, I have to go back here to actually hit the rest of the gate to get credit for that stuff. I think it's the same with billboards and all that. I've done a little bit of the online stuff, which was pretty good. Though it takes a little bit too long to go between each of the free run challenges, unless the host is just actively queuing up the next thing. Because otherwise you're just screwing around, which I guess is kind of fine for me because I can just keep going for gates and billboards and such. But yeah, that's still been a lot of fun, which also got me to go back and look at some of Giant Bomb's old Burnout Paradise videos and just sort of remind myself of how that game evolved. Which their very first video was made with the bike stuff. Just called A Quick Look at Burnout Paradise Bikes, which is where they got the name Quick Looks from. They had a really good Thursday Night Throwdown stream where they played multiplayer with the community, and they just turn off all the other songs but Avril Lavigne's Girlfriend. Just plays the whole time.
Oh my god.
That's also when they got, right around the time they got their TriCaster, which lets them do a lot of like weird intros and video transitions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you also hear Vinny able to mess with the audio. So you just hear the song change to "Hey, hey, you, I don't slowing like it down." Yeah, slowing it down or pitching it up, doing all this lots of crazy stuff. But yeah, that game holds up really well for the most part. I look forward to putting some more time into that. And I've been playing some of The Division. Now that the sequel has been announced and will probably be a big part of their E3 presentation. And yeah, that's been a lot of fun jumping back into it. Trying to get a good marksman rifle that's closer to my level. I'm at 17 and my rifle is at 13, so it's not as powerful as I would like, but it's a real good headshot, one-shot kind of weapon for longer distance stuff. So I'm just trying to get a better one, but I got a assault rifle as my alternate. So when I need to pump out some damage, that's what I end up switching to. I played a little bit in the Dark Zone, sort of where their PvP stuff is at. I didn't run into other players, but jumping into that when you're not all that, you don't have the greatest items to take out some of these high level enemies, it makes it a lot harder. I end up dying a lot. I managed to get 3 items out of the Dark Zone, and none of them were really all that good, which wasn't great, but I need to level up some more and get some better gear before I go back in. Because otherwise it just ended up with me running into a group of 4 or 5 enemies that had armor on them, which is not that common so far where I'm at in the rest of the game. So yeah, it just involves me dying a lot. Just being like, oh, just like dying like a couple hundred feet outside the HQ area for the Dark Zone. So I just respawn back and just pump out, whittle them down enough to get them to drop something. Just getting that stuff extracted out was actually pretty easy because I just went to the nearby extraction zone, queued it up, waited a minute and a half, just hid as there were like 9 guys around.
Yeah.
9 enemies, and I was like, nope, I'm just going to stay here hiding. They're not going to find me. And just quickly ran out over to the extraction point once they dropped the rope, attached mine and just ran out of there as fast as possible. It's a shame the loot wasn't better, but that might be something that improves as I get better at that game. I've been playing a little bit of Brave, which is one of the Games with Gold games this month, and it's perfectly fine. I guess this is one of those games that achievement people really like, because it's a lot of easy stuff. It's all like, oh, you got your first bow. You know, you killed some enemies. Good job. Kill some more enemies. That's your next achievement. You know, beat each of the levels, all that stuff. I think the only one that's hard is you have to beat the entire game on the hardest difficulty. Otherwise, you can get all the rest just on easy. So, yeah, that's... Which they also set up a section in the Game Pass area of, like, here's achievement hunting games. I don't know that all of them are all that great, because they put the Swapper, I think it is, which, if you are just playing the game, you won't actually find any of the achievements, because there are specific collectibles that are way off the main path.
Yeah,
that you kind of have to solve specific puzzles for each of them. Which, for me, when I was playing it on PS4, I just played the game and then came back and used a guide to find the rest. Because I maybe found one the entire time. Otherwise, they're hidden pretty well. So yeah, they're easy to get, but you just have to have a guide that tells you where to go for you.
Yeah.
That's some of the weird stuff they're doing with that. I guess that's pretty much it. How about you, Lee?
I've just been playing a WoW. I have been still playing Witcher, just trying to knock out some side quests. And I just started firing up the new Kirby. What is it, like Kirby Allies, All-Stars Allies, some shit like that. So I've only played it for about 20 minutes. It's cute.
It's a Kirby game.
It's a Kirby game. Exactly what you expect. A little easy, of course, but I'm enjoying it. And it's something I can play with my kid. That's what I'm really looking forward to. But it's funny because if you end up with all 4 of the AI players, like, they do most of the gaming for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might be better just not to play with the AI. But I think it's a different story with obviously if you're playing with a you know, another person. So I'll let you guys know how it goes when I actually play with my kid. So, but yeah, it's Kirby. Pretty game.
Yeah. Good stuff for the Switch.
Yeah, I'm going to probably pick up Xenoblade Chronicles if I can find a cheap copy, just out of curiosity. So
It's supposed to be a good game.
I mean, yeah, no, I'm, and the thing is, I just want to play it on in do, not in dock mode, but in handheld mode. Yeah, because that's I can't play RPGs, man, on the big screen anymore. Like I don't have it in me. I can't do it. Like I need the ability to pick up and play stuff, and you know, hopefully that foots the bill. You know, so we'll see. Yeah. So yeah, that's about it.
All right.
Witcher 3 is great. I've actually even went back and started watching the trailer, the Killing Monsters trailer again, and get goosebumps. Again, it's great. It's game of the year like every year for me. So
well, until you finish it, then you
probably dude, it just keeps going. But the funny part about it is most games really like try my time, like where I'm like, I don't want to play this anymore. Like, let's get this over with. And I don't feel that way with Witcher at all. It's
and amazing. The best part is after the main scenario is over, there's two whole expansions.
Yeah,
after
and I have all the expansions. I can't even imagine. I'm gonna be playing this game until I'm like 40. So I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's about it.
All right. So we'll get to our quick topics of the week. We'll start off with Nintendo. They just had their Direct recently, and now they've announced March 20th they're going to be doing an Indies showcase for the Switch. So we'll expect to see a lot of independent titles there. Also, March 20th, Oddworld's Inhabitants will be having an announcement. Gee, I wonder if these two things are related.
Yeah. Now, here's the question. Are we going to be getting more re-releases of Abe's Odyssey?
Yeah, they're working on a remake of the second game. That's what they're working on.
I want a re-release of like Soul Reaver. That's what I want.
That's a different company, but
I know it is, but I'm just telling you that's what I want. Like, put Soul Reaver on the Switch and I'm in there.
Yeah.
Or are we finally going to get Beyond? Or are we finally going to get the third game in the quote-unquote Oddworld Pentology?
Yeah. Well, we already knew about the second game being in the works, and this is supposed to be a new announcement, so chances are this is something else. So, I'm hoping this is the actual third game that we've been waiting for.
Oddworld newer and tastier.
Even more new, even more tasty. Edition. Yeah, so we'll... keep an eye on that. March 20th isn't that far away, so expect a lot more to come out of that. Maybe we'll hear about Thomas's new game. Who knows? We'll wait and see. From there, the Star Wars Battlefront 2 fiasco continues. Sort of. EA has announced.
The microtransactions are coming back, y'all.
That's pretty much it. They've actually implemented an actual progression system. So, if you play the game and then you like do things in the game and you win matches, you'll gain experience points. This might be a new concept to some people. And with those experience points, you can then earn skills that would make your character better. It's an idea it's so crazy it might actually work. You know, just saying. They've also they did mention that microtransactions, yes, will be making a comeback,
a glorious comeback, glorious
for cosmetic items, of course, because they keep using that old crutch. I should also point out, some of these cosmetic items will be new looks and new races, and you know, which they said they wouldn't do because nobody wants a pink Darth Vader until somebody made a pink Darth Vader.
And everybody loved it.
Yeah. So they're doing that. And the loot boxes themselves aren't actually going away. They're just going to become, you know, level rewards now. So... But there won't be any like skill-based items and stuff in there. It's just going to be cosmetics that you'll get in those as well.
Which ideally, if loot boxes were going to be the thing that happened in this game, that's the way it should have been done. But it was EA, y'all, so we know it happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, one of the games I play a lot, Tekken 7, has loot boxes, and I don't give a fuck about that. You know. don't know if you did a treasure battle. Treasure battles, you get loot boxes every single yep. match for the most part. So, whatevs, it doesn't bother me in that context. So, but yeah, so that's happening in April, and nobody's going to care because EA blew their chance for a good first impression. So, I really don't know how many people are actually going to bother going back at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd give it a shot if it was like $10, but that would be it. Like, I'm not going to actively give them like $60. Like, not after what it's did.
$24 on sale right now.
Yeah, it's still $14 above what I'm willing to buy or willing to pay.
Yeah,
I'm talking about $10 used too. Like, I'm not buying a new copy. That fuck those guys.
Yeah. So, too little, too late. Yay! Yay! You blew it. Another quick note here. New Tomb Raider game coming. Shadow of the Tomb Raider is coming out this fall. It looks awesome.
But, yeah, fortunately, it'll be the second best Shadow game of the year. It's as good as it can hope for.
Yeah. Shadow of the Tomb Raider, probably not going to hold a candle to Shadow of the Colossus. So, yeah. But again, they are aiming at two different markets, so yeah, we'll see.
Yep.
Does look
no good, exclusivity.
Though. Yeah.
So they have a chance of selling on every platform now.
Yeah, but that's going to be a good thing instead of the PS4 version coming out like what 6 months later when nobody cared anymore.
It was a year later.
Yep. A year later.
The most interesting thing was, hey, they added some PSVR stuff.
Yeah.
That you have to play a bunch of the game to get to.
Yeah,
I still haven't played the Rise of the Tomb Raider. It's on my list, but
yeah,
you should. It's good.
All of
it. Yeah, no. I know it is. I played the first one. I actually really enjoyed the first one. I thought it was a little too long, but it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I hear 2 is much better though.
Yeah, the Rise was better, and what's his face? Well, this one looks like it's gonna cap off that the Lara Croft's origin story. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's just one of those weird things. Like, she does. How much more of an origin does she really need? Uh-huh. I always felt like they did a lot of that because they wanted to get back into movies, which they've done.
Yeah. I'm hearing that movie is actually pretty decent. So.
Yeah, yeah, we almost went and saw it last night, but we had been planning on seeing A Wrinkle in Time. So
pretty much the movie I've been told is almost a shot for shot remake of the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
When I was watching the previews, I was like, "That's the first game. That's crazy."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your eyes out for that. Probably coming out in September. So just in time for the holidays.
Yep.
See what else we got here. June 29th will be the release of The Crew 2, which is a game that I think Ubisoft forgot about this year.
Like
Far Cry got delayed out of its initial launch like around this time.
Yeah.
It's supposed to come out.
Yeah.
Far Cry 5 is kind of going through a weird lull as it's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
As people are like, oh, this is just another Far Cry. The whole cool that announcement they did, making it look like it was going to be more relevant to things that were going on in this country.
Yeah.
That's just more Far Cry.
Yeah, it's Far Cry.
Yeah. But this actually looks like an interesting fusion of maybe like the Crew and maybe some MotorStorm type stuff with a bunch of multi types of vehicles in single races. They also announced a Motor Edition, their special edition, which is only available on the Ubisoft store. So nobody's going to buy that.
Yeah.
So let's see. You get a copy of the game, the season pass, a Motorsports Deluxe pack, contains several outfits and vehicles, a Crew themed license plate, steelbook case, roadmap, and 4 stickers. If you get that, you get to play the game 3 days early. That's okay. I don't like that trend of if you pay an obscene amount of money for this game, you get to play it early.
Yeah, I don't like that.
It's like you should just be able to pre-order it and you get access to it early.
Yeah.
Like anybody that just supports it gets it early. Like that's
it feels to me like the big reason they're doing that is to justify the price of those those special editions. You know what I mean?
It's $110 on the Ubisoft store.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like Sony is doing a thing with MLB The Show. Like, anybody that pre-orders it gets to play it 4 days early. Mm. It's like, yeah, you get rewarded for just pre-ordering it. You don't have to spend $100.
Cool. Yeah, even it's if like, you pre-order the standard edition, you get it. So.
Yeah, it's like that. That's rewarding your people that are supporting you at all. Yeah.
Which gives you a reason to actually pre-order a digital game.
Yeah.
Point out, because it's not like it's going to go anywhere if you wait, you know?
Yeah, I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, and also look this up. Onrush is also coming out on June 5th.
Yeah.
Oh, God, so that game
looks good.
Yeah. So that seems like they picked the wrong date.
Yeah.
Either they should have come out maybe early August to get away from Onrush, or maybe May.
Yeah.
Hey, have we heard anything about Darksiders 3? Wasn't it supposed to be released this year?
Next year.
No.
Or might hear at E3.
Yeah, I think it's going to be appearing at E3. THQ Nordic has been kind of mum on that, but
yeah.
It
looks like it's still something that is actually still happening, because
you've
seen all the work that's gone into the other Darksiders, you know, the 1 and 2.
Yeah,
remasters that they did recently. So
yeah, I want a decent Zelda game.
Yeah, anyways, there is one, but anyway. So yeah, we love game crossovers. I say that sarcastically because oftentimes we don't. But in this case, I'm going to make an exception because Geralt of Rivia.
It actually works.
Yeah, it actually does totally work. Geralt of Rivia confirmed for Soul Calibur 6. I don't think I really need to say much more. If you weren't a fan of Soul Calibur, you were a fan of The Witcher, maybe you have a reason to take a look at it now.
I hope he tries to like put it on Sophia and all those other broads.
That rushing water sound you hear is every single female member of the Soul Calibur cast suddenly ovulating at the same time.
Yeah.
The interaction between him and Ivy would be classic, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He'd probably try and kill Valdo. Like, is there a contract out there for you?
Yeah.
So, looks good. Is there a trailer? There's a trailer there you can watch and see what he's see what he looks like. And he looks like Geralt, just spoilers.
Yeah.
Thematically,
he fits. I'm still not thrilled about the idea of guest characters as a whole, but you know, what can you do?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got games like, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom, which is like entirely based on guest characters.
Yeah.
So I guess having one or two of them in a game isn't so bad. When they when it's done right and they fit, I don't mind them so much, you know. It's like I have no idea why you would put like Darth Vader in Soul Calibur. That just, to me, thematically doesn't work at all.
No.
So, but, you know, or Noctis in Tekken still doesn't seem to fit for me. But anyway, the world we live in.
I guess I'm just at a point where I wish they'd can it for 5 or 10 years so it could be a special occasion again when it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of been the Soul Calibur thing for the last decade or so.
Yeah.
Since 2. They've been kind of doing that every single game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Still, it doesn't really seem to detract from Soul Calibur 6 as a whole from what I'm seeing. So, I can't wait to play that game. It looks really interesting. So,
I want to play it, but I personally got turned off from Soul Calibur, I want to say it was in 3 with what they did to Taki, who was my favorite character, and then she just became like an anime thing with her boobs and just like I haven't really played many games where I would not want to play them in front of another person due to embarrassment.
Yeah.
And that was one of them because she was my main and it was like, oh my God, like this is like boob physics the game. Like I expect this from like a Team Ninja volleyball game, not from Soul Calibur. And just then it just got progressively worse and I just stopped playing the games because it just got more embarrassing. Like I don't know how you managed to do that, but yep, it got more embarrassing. So hopefully they tone that down. If they would, I'd go back and play the games. I'd get six.
Yeah. Well, don't bother with life.
Yeah, I was just going to remind you, World Warriors does support 2, and we're trying to re-energize that game, so
yep.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah. In other news, the revamped Xbox Live avatars have been delayed. An announcement that nobody actually cares about.
Mm.
I do. Yeah. My character's got a Bane mask and Wolverine claws. Don't be an asshole, Phil.
Well, you're not going to have to wait that long because they're only delayed till April. So, yeah, you'll be able to. These are the new, you know, slightly more realistic looking avatars that they're going for.
Do I get to see what the bottom of an avatar's foot looks like?
I don't think so, no.
That's be too bullshit.
Yeah.
There are no games.
No. Yeah, that's sort of actually no games that support them. So
That's the weird thing is, like, these don't really serve any purpose but to sell you stuff.
Yeah.
It's like there's not even game integration as far as we know.
Yeah. And you, now you actually have to go and look for the avatars. It's like,
and then the few points on the like the dashboard, you actually find prompts for like, oh, here's a free thing. It's like brings up Edge and it's like, oh God, I don't want to do this.
It's like,
I made a mistake.
You don't want this.
That is honestly the worst part about logging into Xbox Live right now is Edge. Like, if you try to do it from a browser, it's like, hey, you want to try Edge? Like, no, fucker. I say no every single time, and you still ask me. Like, I need to get a Firefox add-on that stops asking me about Edge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, even on the console itself, like, if you hit the, like, help button, it's on some of the menus still.
Yeah,
Like that, or the side view thing, like the manual. It's like, what? No, just put in the game. God, yeah. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
I just want to look at the controls.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's a thing. Another quick PSA, if you have a PS3 FAT and you haven't gotten in on the other OS settlement yet, you've got a month left to do so.
How much is that good for?
I'll give you $65.
Yeah, how do you register for it? I got an email. Like, I'm not registered for it. I got an email, but I don't remember how I can prove it. I still have my 80 gig lying around, but I don't know what to do with it.
Well, all you need is the only proof you have to provide is either the serial number of your PS3 or the email address or PSN ID that you used with it, which is probably the one you're still using. So.
Yeah, that's absolutely the one I'm still using.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get on that. I'm giving my money, God damn it.
Yeah, so, you know, free $65 for having a PS3. I actually did install Linux on mine, so, you know, this does kind of affect me.
I had no intention of doing so, but I appreciate the fact that something like this is happening because that bothered the fuck out of me that Sony could just unilaterally take away a feature that they sold you.
Yeah.
Yep.
That sort of in a nutshell is one of, like, you know, like Breath of the Wild is Nintendo in a nutshell to me. Like, Sony pulling the other OS bullshit and BC stuff is pure Sony to me, so.
So, yeah, get on that. $65. It's going to be sent to you as a check. So, yeah, you'll actually have to go and cash that. So, no PSN vouchers. You're going to actually get money. So,
I'm down with that.
Cool stuff there.
Give me a little loot.
Yeah, and finally, PC news. East Memories of Celceta is coming to the PC in the summer.
Even before it gets to console.
Yeah. So.
Good stuff.
Yeah. More East. And we. Well.
Don't you mean Wise?
No. No, I don't.
I know.
Wise.
And this is the East 4 quote unquote remake in the whole lineage that Falcom has going on now. It'd be really interesting if we see an East 5 remake finally.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're slowly ticking their way through all of them now at this point. Yeah. So,
no, not slowly. The 5's the only one they got left.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I
mean, it's taken, they started this project like almost a decade ago, doing all the remakes. So,
geez, it has been a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, yeah. So finally, let's get to Sega, because they have been doing stuff this week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a lot of stuff this week. We'll start off with Sonic Mania, which probably was the best Sonic game that's come out in, well, a couple of
forever.
Decades.
Yeah.
This summer we're getting Sonic Mania Plus with new characters and an actual physical release.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully. Okay.
Yeah.
A year after that, the original Sonic Mania releases, getting a kind of a revamped version of it.
The pictures kill me. Like, when you, have you seen the shit online? The characters look so fucking excited. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It pisses me off, though, because I got a digital version of that game, obviously. Like, who doesn't? But it's just like, fuck, man. I got a Switch, too. Like,
yeah.
Oh, look, another physical.
So now you buy it again?
God damn it.
Yeah. And you know, the sad part is, well, I don't know if it's sad. It's great for Sega because you know we're totally all going to buy it again.
Yeah, so, yeah, we totally are.
So, and to go along with that, they're announcing the Sonic Mania Adventures series of animated shorts.
It's good to see them investing in the correct Sonic brand for once.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I have no idea if these are going to turn out to be good, but. Hey, Sega's at least going, they're, as Pat said, investing in the right Sonic property, not Sonic Forces, which I think kind of landed with a thud. So
yeah.
Are they getting Julia White involved? Plus,
I think Sonic Mania Plus is going to very closely resemble Mega Mix.
Hmm.
You got five playable characters, you've got... sort of this mix of the old and new. The only thing you don't have is overpowered Shadow to play as, but, you know.
We could do without that anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. I'm happy to see them getting behind this, and hopefully this means that we're going to be seeing more from the same studio moving forward.
Yeah. I'm guessing there's probably going to be a level or two added as well, because that seems like a thing you'd want to put in. So.
Yeah.
Good news for the Sonic Mania front. So, yeah, keep your eye out this summer for that on your platform of choice, because it's going to be on everything. PC, PS4, mm-hmm. Xbox One, Switch, so be able to get it there. In news that should make Pat very happy, Sega has been teasing a new Sonic Racing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rumors about it are a little unsettling, that it's going to be kind of scaled back compared to what Transformed was, kind of the whole Super Smash Brothers approach to Sega Racing.
Hmm.
Hopefully that's not true, because if anything, they need to just take that same energy and run with it. But, Sumo Digital knows how to put together a fun racing game regardless. So whatever they come up with, you know, it's going to be a joy to play.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to it on that level.
Yeah.
But it is very – Transformed was very close to a Smash Brothers game in that you almost looked forward to the soundtrack more than the game itself.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that that this new game can tap into the same kind of sentiment.
Mm.
Because there was some great stuff on the Transformed soundtrack, and a lot of it was because there were IPs on there that hadn't been looked at in years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what Sumo comes up with, because, you know, it has been so long since Transformed. I mean, that game came out in, 6 years ago?
About. It was a Wii U launch title.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's definitely been enough time for them to get to work on something good. Well, something new, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if it's good. Probably will be.
Yeah. There are far less safe bets.
Yeah. What is a safe bet is the Sega Genesis Classics Collection coming to PS4, Xbox One.
Yep.
50 games.
Oh, there goes my $40.
Yep.
50 games. It's basically pretty much the essential 50 games that you must own for your Genesis. Basically all in one pack. Oddly, and I think this is probably entirely intentional, Sonic 3 and Sonic & Knuckles are not on this list.
Interesting.
DLC? Of course.
Yeah.
So Sega's been kind of neglecting those games lately.
Yeah, they have.
I've seen some of the Sonic collections where it's just, hey, it's Sonic 1 and Sonic 2, maybe Sonic CD.
Yeah.
Fuck the rest.
Yeah, well, in the PC version, it's like, you could buy the whole entire collection, but Sonic 3 and Sonic & Knuckles were not part of it. So,
yeah.
And this is basically a port of the PC one with online play added. And
I hope it has that cool interface.
Yeah, the cool interface.
So I'm guessing this game's going to have, on top of Sonic, it's also going to have, like, what was it?
I wish it had mod support.
Mod support?
Yeah, like the PC version where you can actually like fix games.
Oh.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. But I'm guessing this game's also going to have like all the Phantasy Star.
It's there. Well, except the first one because that was Master System.
Yeah.
Ah.
Notice another one I'm noticing is missing is the Echo the Dolphin series.
Yeah, I'm not too bothered by that, honestly.
Me either. I'm just pointing it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not there.
Let's see what else we got.
The three golden axes are there, even the sucky one.
Revenge of Shinobi is not there.
That
one is surprising.
Shining Force is going to be on there.
I don't think Shadow Dancer's there, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Shadow Dancer. So,
okay, we're good there.
See, but the thing is, I don't want this on the Xbox or the PlayStation. I want it on the fucking Switch.
Yeah, that's the weird announcement here is it's not coming to the Switch. That's very bizarre.
Yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yet. For Sonics, like you get Sonic 1, Sonic 2, Sonic Spinball, and Sonic 3D Blast.
Yeah, it looks like Streets of Rage too.
Yeah, all three are there.
All three of them are there.
Yeah, Gunstar Heroes
is totally there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like I said, Shining Force is going to be on there.
Yes.
Yep.
And it looks like Virtua Fighter
for some reason.
Yeah, that was isn't that like the 2D?
Yeah, it's the one that's really actually kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what they managed to do with the Sega Genesis hardware was pretty impressive, but it did not make for a good game.
No. Yeah, that felt like it was one of those things like, dude, I bet we could do this. Yeah. Bullshit. Oof. All right, well, we're going to make something out of this.
Yeah.
Might not be good, but we'll do it.
Yeah. Both of the Wonder Boys are there, so that's good.
Dynamite Heady, there's a game I never got the chance to play.
Yeah.
That's Treasure.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see.
The Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, so that's first one of the Puyo games.
Puyo. We'll
play that.
Yep.
Base columns 1 and 3. I don't know why.
Sword of Vermilion, Shinobi 3 and the Revenge of Shinobi.
Yep.
If you want a bad game, there's Altered Beast.
That came with my Genesis, and so kind of have memories of that, even though it was terrible.
I was like, the only thing you had, so like, this is great.
Game. I love that game. It's very, very one-dimensional, but I love that game.
Yeah.
Wish they could have found room for Outrun on here.
Yeah. But
overall, pretty solid collection, I gotta say.
Yeah, for the price that they're gonna be asking, it's not bad at all. And
that's pretty. I mean, this is pretty much like what you would get on one of those Sega plug-and-plays.
Yeah. Only just more of it.
Yeah, and it doesn't hopefully the sound like garbage.
Better.
Yeah, well, the sound, the emulation is based on the PC version, which is actually quite good. So Yeah, expect good things there. I'm going to be probably picking this one up when it comes out, probably on PS4, because I do like to have Genesis games wherever I could possibly find them.
I'll be doing it on the phone.
Yeah.
But I'll probably get, I don't know, if you guys, if it's got online shit for like Streets of Rage, I'll probably buy 2 copies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does have.
I'm going to be honest, I've kind of missed Sega being a contender again.
Yeah, you could probably do all the co-op stuff in that collection on PS4 online.
Yeah.
With the share play stuff.
I still miss the old school, like, let's go play Double Dragon type shit. You know, being able to do that online is just the best, man.
Yeah.
I miss that stuff.
Yeah. You'll also be able to mirror the screen horizontally, so you could play the games reversed for some reason that I can't quite understand.
Oh, shit.
I don't know why you would want to do this, but...
New speedruns.
See, this
is Sonic backwards.
See, this is something else, though. Like, I'm just thinking about now that I'm talking about this with you guys, is like, yeah, I should totally buy this. Like, I could totally buy it for both systems. And then in 6 months, it'll come out on Switch, and I'll be like, motherfucker.
Probably.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't have a Switch.
You dick.
So I don't have to worry about it. So.
I'm curious what the trophy achievement list is going to look like. It's going to be easy like the Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection? Or if they're going to be more dicks about this stuff?
They're probably going to be much more dicks about it.
Yeah, I think if you look at the Steam trophies list, probably get a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
might be like.
See, I just the thing is, like, I wish they could incorporate some of like the patches for stuff like Phantasy Star. Like, people did mods on Phantasy Star that evened things out, made the game a little bit faster. Yeah. Like, because I'm an old school Phantasy Star head, but like, there's a conversion, like a mod conversion on the PC that basically like unifies a bunch of stuff, sets up the actual names so that they're correct. From Phantasy Star 2 and all of that. Mm. It kind of lines it up a bit more with Phantasy Star 4. Yeah. I wish we could see stuff like that, but, you know.
And there's still more news to come on that. So, you know, we might get announcements of being able to add patches and stuff like that to it. So,
that'd be
as far as I can see, the Genesis collection on Steam does not have achievements.
Huh, weird.
It doesn't?
No.
Bizarre.
Trading cards, but in workshop support, but no achievements.
Yeah.
Maybe on a couple of the games, but
yeah.
I don't know. It's not showing up here.
Yeah. Well, wait and see how that goes. And they'll be getting my money and whenever that comes out. And finally, bit of Sega news. We got Yakuza Kiwami 2 coming to the West.
Yes.
Yay! Speaking of which, I'm actually thinking of going to GameStop today, picking up Yakuza 0.
Do it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Bet you won't.
I'll bet you will.
Bet y'all will.
Oh, snap. Listen, Brandon, don't dance back, because if you do, it's on.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the thing is, the GameStop I go to is like just a couple miles down the road, so...
Yeah,
I could pretty much walk down there if I wanted to.
I actually, the GameStop by me, like, there's two of them. There's one that's close to like a Target on the opposite end of Highway 92, and then there's another one at the back end of it. And the one on the back end, those are the nicest people ever. Like,
yeah.
I don't like GameStop, and if I can't, you know, if I can help it, I won't shop there just because I got Gamers Club from Best Buy. But these people found a copy of the day one edition of Nier Automata for me for my wife.
Uh-huh.
Like, and like, ordered it from a store in Tennessee and had it delivered the next day. Like, I didn't even know they could do that.
Yeah, yep. They can totally do that.
So, yeah, so, and you know, because every GameStop I've ever been to, like, the people are just douches. You know, like, they're just like,
I'm going to test the theory here. There's two, you said there's two that's nearby you. The one that has the really nice people, is that one by any chance smaller than the other one?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's that's what I thought. For some reason,
and it's
the
like
smaller.
It's in like a bullshit shopping center. It's next to a Walmart, but like it's at the back end of the shopping center, so nobody goes there.
Yeah, That's what I was fixing to say. I don't know why, but for some reason, the smaller GameStops, the people that work there just tend to be better. I don't know how that happens. I guess it's just because it's smaller, it's just a bit more intimate, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. See, I've got an opposite situation down in my neck of the woods. Because the Logan GameStop that I'm literally right across the street from is one of the larger ones, and fantastic people there. You go down to one of the smaller ones around Brigham City or the one in Newgate Mall in Ogden, and it's been a while since I've been to either of these, but I have been to them, and it was just a miserable experience altogether.
Yes. So, well, every experiment needs control. So
yeah, I try to avoid any that are malls, at malls, because fuck, I hate going to the mall.
Well, malls in general are kind of dying in America anyway. So
But it's funny, of course. Like, it feels like half of the store is not even for games. Like the first three, like first two, or maybe half of the store is just about Funko Pops.
Yeah,
I hate those things with a passion.
Gift cards, I will actually Funko
never,
Pops.
I will never buy Funko products again, actually, because I had to work with them.
If they didn't have those dead eyes, I would maybe actually own a couple.
Yeah.
It just makes everything look the same. Like, oh, we just took our template and just changed the hair or whatever to fit this new character.
Yeah. Well, that's actually part of how they work. Their production platform, like, it allows them to spool up, like, the minute that they get a new license. Like, a lot of toy companies, you typically have to do pre-production for, like, a year. Funko only has to do it for about 4 months. Hmm. So that allows them to produce a huge amount of products just because the template is the same with the big eyes, even if they do, you know, they change stuff up. That allows them to actually, like, get to the presses, so to speak, with new products regularly because they're constantly securing licenses. Yeah. That's one of the ways they've been able to kind of keep it cheap on their end.
Yeah, that's kind of how I do thumbnails on my YouTube channel. I have templates on my little Photoshop thing. It's like, oh, I just switch out the background. It's done. 5 seconds.
Yeah.
It's real easy. So we're all cheap.
Yeah.
So I guess this Yakuza Kiwami, it's out August 28th, $50. Pre-orders, first run copies, get a steelbook featuring Kiryu on one side and
Ryujin Goda
on the other side.
Yeah.
All with their back tattoos all showed off. So it's all the good stuff. I guess they're also going back through the localization, fine tuning that. The PR email I got here says extreme localization.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Apparently. Yeah. It's like we cheated last time. That means the localization
people drank a lot of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
So that's Kiwami 2, which is the remake of what's that? Yakuza 2.
Yeah.
So, that's getting pretty close to the whole series being complete.
It's two more Yakuza games this year, just like last year.
Mm-hmm.
How many are there?
Six now.
There. Well, seven.
Wow. Yeah, six. Well.
It's seven plus that zombie game.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's eight.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like Yakuza Dead Souls.
Yeah.
Almost sound like they're trying to make a Dark Souls ripoff, but it's more Dead Rising.
Yeah. I know Pat's been playing Yakuza 6, but I don't think he can talk about it yet. Or has the embargo lifted on that?
I'm still embargoed.
It's like early stuff, but not really worth talking about much.
Yeah. So. So we're that's Sega. They've been hard at work over the last week announcing stuff that will probably get most of our money. God damn it. And I don't have much money to begin with. anyways. So with that, I guess we'll go to our picks of the week and close out the show for this week. And I'll start us off with launched March 14th on Pi Day. Is the Raspberry Pi 3 Model B Plus. This is they do this every now and then, do a little slight revision of the Pi platform. This one here upgrades things a little bit. Went from a 1.2 to a 1.4 gigahertz quad-core processor, so a little bit more power under the hood. Still got a gig of RAM. They added dual-band Wi-Fi on there, Bluetooth 4.1, power over Ethernet. If you want to use it as an as something for part of an installation, so you'd be able to do that. All of that for $35 still. They haven't changed the price at all. So this is not a Pi 4. This is not a major revision. But if you're looking for something for a retro Pi and you want to have a little bit more power under the hood, yeah, this will be really nice, and will also give you the ability to pair DualShock 4s right out of the box without having to use an adapter or anything like that. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, check that out. It's at the model. It's at the Raspberry Pi store, or you can get them on it's like Adafruit, I think's got them. Element 14 has them. They'll show up on Amazon pretty soon. Usually, when the Raspberry Pi usually launch, the first few weeks they're pretty much impossible to get, but after that supply catches up and you'll be able to get them pretty easily. So
cool.
Check that out. It's good stuff.
What is this going to mean for retro Pi spec? Is this going to bring any more possible systems into the feasible category?
PSP was more or less playable on the Pi 3. It might get to be a bit more playable on the Pi 3B Plus.
Nice.
But I wouldn't hold my breath. I think until there's a big, you know, generation shift like a Pi 4, until they go to the even higher performing processors, you're probably not going to be able to get too much further than that. But okay. It does mean that, you know, if you're going to be playing N64 games, you're going to get better frame rates there and actually make those, you know, usable. PlayStation 1 games run fine, so you know, you can play everything from Atari 2600 all the way up to CPS3 and N64. So
cool.
That's still a large variety of games that you can put on one system. So.
Nice.
Yep.
So who's next? Chris?
Yeah, so speaking of money, there are some big sales on PSN. They have a big Capcom sale that's on right now. See, Marvel vs. Capcom, Infinites, both versions, plus pretty much all the DLC. Bunch of Devil May Cry stuff, Dead Rising stuff, Resident Evil stuff, Street Fighter, and all that is on there as well. Then get the arcade edition of 5 for $30. They also have weird bits of DLC for the other Street Fighter games. I think Third Strike is also on there as well. If you have a PS3 that is it's on pretty cheap. I'm not seeing it right now, but the Mega Man collections are also on sale. Kami HD, Remember Me, Monster Hunter, Freedom Unite on the PSP. It's also on there. They cover a pretty wide gamut of stuff. That all ends on Tuesday, but the great indoor sale they got going on is going on till the 27th. So I still got a bit more time on that, and that has like 500 games on a bunch of stuff. If you just got Bloodborne in the PlayStation Plus, the DLC Old Hunters is on sale for the first time in probably about a year or two. It's maybe been on sale two or three times total in the last like 3 years, so people have been one that have a little bit longer to jump on it. Alien Nation, I think, is $6, $5. That game's really good. Resogun is on sale. There's a bunch of other stuff here. Assassin's Creed Chronicles Trilogies, that's on sale. Ark Survival Evolved. Let's see. There's a bunch of stuff I'm going to end up picking up. BioShock stuff is all on sale. Even season passes for Infinite.
Yeah, if you haven't picked up the BioShock collection, it's probably a good time to do it.
Yeah, those are $20. Yeah, I'll pull up the bunch of PSVR stuff is also on sale on PS4. Let's see, Elite Dangerous is on sale. Mm-hmm. It's $12. If you want a weird space sim thing that seems to just keep getting weirder as they introduce like aliens and some other stuff like that in there. Yeah, Titanfall 2 is $6.
Wow.
That's totally worth the money. Totally worth the money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Jak and Daxter collection on PS4 is $20. Mm-hmm. That's the first three games and X, the racing game.
Yeah.
Is the Uncharted sale still on, or you get like the Drake collection for like $7.99, or was that last week?
That is on sale. I think it's $8 for the first three games.
That's a hell of a buy right there.
Yeah. They also have, I think 4 is also on sale for pretty good price. I'm trying to see what it is. Yeah, $16 for Uncharted 4. They got all the Trine stuff's on sale. Let's see, what else is here? Super Stardust Ultra, if you've not tried that out yet, that's pretty good. Terraria, Tearaway Unfolded is also on sale. You guys should get The Crew and a couple of the season passes and DLCs. The Last Guardian's $18. That's a good one to get. The Surge Complete Edition's $30. If you like Dark Souls, that game is pretty cool. Yeah, Rocket League is $12. That's a good one to get. Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff in here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Browsing, I think, that for a good while.
Yeah, Nier, I think, is on sale for $30.
Yeah.
People have not picked that up yet.
Final Fantasy 15 is still on sale.
Yeah.
Well, that was right in the old I don't give a fuck pile.
NBA 18 is $4.49 again.
Yeah.
That's still a good one. The Neo DLC is all on sale. Yeah. Season pass for that is $12.49. For a reason, the Neo stuff seems to go on sale very rarely.
Yeah.
So if you already had the base game and just wanted the DLC, that's a good one to get. Oxenfree is $5.
That's a great game.
Yeah.
You know, somehow I have that on my profile. I don't have no idea where it came from. So
I think it was I believe Oxenfree at one point was a PS Plus game.
Yeah.
I think it was Games with Gold.
Or Games with, one of the two. Something like that.
Yeah.
It was free somewhere.
Yeah. Somewhere.
I think it's free on Twitch.
Yeah, I know. I just got it on Twitch.
But. Yeah, they just added that, and I downloaded the app there and loaded it up. It's like, yeah, I guess I could play these, but I already have them everywhere else.
Well, I didn't have the Devil May Cry HD collection anywhere, so
yeah, I think it's the first time it's available. I think.
Yeah.
Well, so. Isn't the new collection like straight garbage?
Don't know.
No, it's not out yet.
I read some reviews that said it is very poorly implemented. That's upsetting.
Download it and give it a look.
So, Capcom, you had one job.
Lots of money to be spent. Brandon, you
give me the loot.
Yeah, I do. I don't have it linked in the show notes because, well, it's over already. Mm-hmm. But Weekly Famitsu, which is like the major gaming publication in Japan, they actually recently sent out a survey specifically asking Western gamers, Western English-speaking gamers, their opinions on current Japanese games and Japanese games in general. So what they did is they had a survey, and what it did was, it asked, of course, first asked your name, stuff like that, and then it asked, the first thing it asked is, what is your first three favorite games from Japan of all time? And so I put down Super Mario Bros. 3, Street Fighter 2, and Final Fantasy 7. And then it asked your opinion on a bunch of recently released Japanese games. So it was Persona 5, Nier Automata, Monster Hunter World. I forgot a couple of the others. And then basically it would ask you, as it did with sort of like what your favorite games were, you know, a sort of checklist of what aspects of the game you like, and then like space where you can basically like describe what you really loved about each game in your own words. And I'm guessing what they're going to do is they're going to take all the information and they're going to relay it to, I mean, I'm obviously they're probably going to release an English version of the article, but they're probably going to have an article in on their website and in one issue of Weekly Famitsu describing what Western gamers think about Japanese gaming. So
that's going to be a very interesting results article to see.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Well, there probably will be some of that in there.
Yeah.
You know, the people who here who love Japanese games really love Japanese games.
Yeah, no, I still like quite a few Japanese games, but like I think for me, like the kind of thing where I would fill out that survey, like something like, I'll give you an example, a game that I know that I would love, but I simply don't have time for is Persona 5. Mm. And the only way that I could see like truly making it palatable for me to be able to play that would be to have it on something like the Switch, because the only reason I was able to get through Persona 4 is because I could play it on my Vita. And just I long games are just really difficult for me to play when I'm tethered to something. Like, my life doesn't work that way anymore. I really wish that it did, but it doesn't. So I need to be able to pick up and play things, you know, where I can. So like Persona 4 or 5 rather is just going to be something I will never get around to playing, because it's not in a format that goes along with my life.
Yeah.
And so that would be the big uh-huh. And like when you look at like why I think why one of the reasons the Switch has ended up working so well has been because, you know, it works around the way people's lives are, and kind of, you know, in spite of how Nintendo works. But like when I think about stuff like that, anything that's not like truly like demanding, I'm like, I want that on Switch. Like I want indies on Switch from like the PC. Like I talked about it last week. I really love Dead Cells, but knowing that it's going to be coming out to the Switch, I pretty much stopped playing it on PC because again, it's this whole idea of being tethered to something. Is just weird for me, which is, you know, ironic because I play an MMO.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like when I play the thing with WoW, though, is I play WoW with my wife.
Yeah.
So being able to sit there and, you know, play for a few hours, I'm doing something with my wife. Whereas playing something by myself is kind of just a different. It's a different proposition. Yeah. And that's why, you know, having something portable is a lot more important. So that would be my response to the Japanese survey. Why isn't it on Switch?
You know? Mm-hmm.
So
I would be kind of surprised if Persona 5 doesn't end up on Switch sooner or later. So
yeah, I mean, I feel like something has to, you know, like, or just like, and the funny part was, is years ago, and Pat and I had long conversations about this, where it was like, I don't want RPGs and stuff on, like, I want to play them on a console. I want to play them on a big screen where I could, you know, really enjoy my TV and yada, 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 yada. But now, yeah, again, I mean, I'm not 20 though. I can't sit there and just, you know, block off time for, you know, however long just to, and then I think particularly when you look at some of the other games where there's a lot of it is filler, like, that's one of the reasons I haven't been able to really play Assassin's Creed anymore. So much of it is filler now. Like, I don't know. I guess that's the other thing. For any feedback that I would give on any game, it would be get to the fucking point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need the equivalent of the Triforce quest in every game, like the Triforce quest in Wind Waker. Like, I don't need that in every game. Just get me there.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, so we'll stay tuned for more on that. I want to see how this turned out.
Mm-hmm.
So. So does anybody else have anything they want to add before we wrap up the show?
I want to put my pick of the week is Witcher 3.
Pick of the week will always be Witcher 3.
It's true.
So
it's true.
Yeah.
So good, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
But it's not on the Switch.
I know. And it's a fucking travesty against humanity, I got to be honest. Of course, the Switch would probably melt in my hands.
Yeah.
You know. But the ironic thing about Witcher 3 is part of the reason I enjoy it so much, too, is because of the mods. Like, oh, no time for Gwent. Or, you know, let me put up like 8K textures in this because my computer can.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Witcher 3, y'all. All
right. So.
Yeah, I saw that the Final Fantasy 15 on the PC, their high-res texture pack is 70 gigs.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep. Ginormous.
That's the other problem with a lot of these new, like, even with the Xbox One X, is like developers act like they don't know what the fuck compression is anymore. Like, that shit is out the window. Like, oh, well, we'll just slap 100 gigs on there. Fuck you. Like, oh, all right. Dicks. So. Well. Like, you got the bandwidth for it. The fuck I do.
Yeah, the thing is, those are compressed textures still.
Yeah.
They're just four times as big.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so
that'd be my pick of the week. Let's get some compression going.
Yeah, some nice Z-lib going there.
Yeah. Yeah. Zip it, guys. Yeah. Come on.
Yep. Get Phil Katz on the phone. PK zip that shit.
Yeah.
Anyways. We'll call it a day for today. If you're not subscribed to the show, be sure to check us out over at iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast aggregator of choice. You can also check us out at smashpad.com, where we have actual content on the site. Yeah, it's not just us rambling incoherently for an hour and a half every week. There's actual written stuff that makes sense on there. So, yeah, check that out. I forgot how to end the show. Oh, yeah, I'm Filippo D'Adolfo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Brian Perkins.
I'm Chris Sologi.
And I know how to end the show.
And we'll see you next week on the Day Zero Update.